We are learning Mesechtas Babasra Daf Ayin Chesem Abayis, and we are starting about the two dots before the Mishnah. The word, first word on the line is Rabbi Nosson. It's like four lines before the Mishnah. So at the end of the line, we're starting. Rudaim, it's in our Mishnah that when you sell a chamar with its accessories, shallow accessories are included. So Rudaim says it depends. If you say chamar chazazu, then it's included. If you say chamar chahu, that's not included. That's what Rudaim says. So Mar wants to know, Maishna chamar chazu, El Maishna chamar chahu. What's the difference? Omar Rava, chamar chazu is talking about that there's only one chamar in front of you, and you know this chamar belongs to the seller. So why are you saying zu? Yada the chamra di dehu. You know it belongs to the seller. Behind the ka'omale zu, why are you saying the word zu? Mishum Caleb, because you're saying this, I want the chamar as is, with the Caleb on it. Mishum Caleb ka'omale. Chamar chahu is lashon like bitmia. Is chamar chahu? That's your chamar? So the word who is not extra. Lo yada the chamra di dehu. You know it's his. Vahachi ka'omale. Chamar chahu shetum li. Is that your chamar that you're going to sell to me? So therefore, since you are saying a question, chamar chahu is no extra word, there, the chamar itself is included, but not the kalim, and he holds like the Tanakhama, that the kalim are not included, and it happens to be, he maybe holds more than Tanakhama, because he'll hold, even if it's oydan alav, it won't be included, and it's a shayla, what Tanakhama held by oydan alav. So the difference, if you say chamar chahu, since it's extra, you say, you know who it is, you say zu, it means with all the kalim. Masha inkev, say chamar chahu, which is a question, who it belongs to, so there, in such a case, it will not be sold with the accessories. Zok the new Mishnah. Amoiches a chamar, you sell a chamar, machar is a sayach. Sayach is the child of the chamar, the small chamar, that's the son of the chamar. It's included with the chamar. I sell a chamar, goes with its baby. Machar is a para, loy machar is a bana. You sell the para, the bana is not included. So we'll see what the difference is. Why is chamar come with its son and the para not? We'll see. Macha ashpa, if you sell a garbage dump, which means either it's three amas deep or three tefachim deep, or three tefachim deep or three tefachim high, like a pile of ashpa. So macha zavla, it's the makim of the garbage. It comes with the zevel. When I sell an ashpa, the zevel is so insignificant. It's bottled to the ashpa. It's not a shayla. It's sold together with the ashpa. The same thing, if I sell a water hole, like a cistern, machabar, machamemel, the water is included in the sale. Machakaveres, if you sell a beehive, machadvarim, the bees are included. Machar shoivach, you sell a dove coat, it's called in English, but it's like a chicken coop. Machar shoivach, machar yoinim, the doves are included in the sale, because they're bought to the sale. Now what happens if you sell yoinim? Is the shoivach included? If you sell zevel, the ash is included? Dr. Ashbam, you don't have to speak it out, it's pashat not. It's possible not. The Rashbam is different maskul machar. He says the kolhani kachosh the kachosh of batli lahani the kvi. It's bottled to the kvu the thing. Of a machar zivla, he sold the zevel loy machar shbasai machar meimav loy machar bayrav. But chayin kulam umilsa the pshiti loy tzuchem esti. It's possible that if I sell the zevel, the ashba is not included. The real estate is not included. That's the mishnah. Zog to gemar. Hey chidami. Ido. So we have a difference here between a chamar is machar as a sayach, and a para le machar as bina. What's the difference? Hey chidam, what's the case? Either amalei hi ubina, if he spoke out the chamar and its child, then a fill para ubina also. Nami, para ubina also be included. Either loy amalei hi ubina, if he didn't say that the mother with the child, then fill a chamar nami loy. So what's the case here? Did I speak it out or not? Amara papa, you know what you said? You added an extra word. But not bina. He said, "Amalei chamar meniko," and he said, "Par meniko." He said, "I want a nursing donkey and a nursing para." Ani meichelah. So bishlam a para. I understand why I added the word meniko. Yikolamem lechelba bayla. He wants dafka para that gives milk. I want the milk. But a chamar is a behemoth tmeya. You're not drinking the milk of a chamar. So why in the world are you speaking chamar meniko? El chamar my kamalei. What are you saying? Shmamina must be he ubina kamale. It must be if you are speaking out that it should be a chamar menika. Obviously, you mean to say a chamar ubina. That's what you're trying to say. Vamai karle sayach. That's what you're saying. You mean ubina. Now, my karle sayach. Why is it called? Why is a chamar's bina called a sayach? So my answer is because the metzias is that it comes very, when you talk softly to it, or even remiza, you hint to it, it'll come to where you want. Does not need a whip. Mashaken a chamor, when it gets older, it needs a whip. So therefore, when it's younger, it's called a siach, because it goes after sichana. And with this hakdama, it's hakdama to the next gemara, but I think what we'll do in the next year, we're going to start from this next gemara, which is a piece of a gadata, which has to do with chaydash el grada. It's a piece of a garata, and since the word sicha is mentioned there, sichoin, and we dash the sichana, so therefore we have this memra coming up after our gemara that says a sayach sichana.